Gershon Bird's second yard site. Very hard to imagine how 2 years have gone by already. Very hard. Beis Hashem will say some things that Divrei Zohar, things that will wake us up a little bit, especially now, in the times that we're in right now. There will be a new Elias Neshama for him, and for all of us, not our Neshamas, but for all of us to get Chizuk. There's a famous machlokas in this week's Parsha that everybody knows about Noach, whether Noach was a tzaddik. Pasuk says in this week's Parsha, Noach ish tzaddik tamim haya bedorosav. Noach was a man who was righteous, perfect, tamim, whatever you want to say, shalem, in his generation. So the question is, famous question Rashi brings, is this saying that Noach was only a tzaddik in his generation? In his generation? But if he was in Avram Avinu's generation, he wouldn't have been anything special. Meaning to say that he was a tzaddik bedorosa. Like that's like the negative. Or is it the opposite? Is it that he was a tzaddik even, not only in his generation, but even in his generation when everybody was Rishayim? Everyone. He was still able to withstand the temptation of being bad, and he was good even amongst bad people. Even versus only classical machlokas. And that's making Noach that if he was an Avram Avinu's generation, he would have been even better. Even better. Why? Because now if he was surrounded with other good people, wow, he would have been a superstar. Okay? That's the machlokas. However, we see that really we're going to see that really this machlokas of what Noach really was started last week's parsha. Parts of what I'm going to say now, I learned with my son many years ago for his bar mitzvah drasha. But I don't think anybody here heard it, or maybe a few people heard it. The end of the last week's parsha, listen to what it says. Last two psukim. Vayomer Hashem. Hashem said, Emche es ha'adam asher barasi. Erase, destroy man that I created. This is Hashem very upset with the Jewish people. Not the Jewish people, the world. Me'al p'nei adama. Erase them from the face of the world. Me'adam, from man. Ad behema, also the animals. Ad remes, even the crawlers. Va'ad of ha'shamayim, birds, everybody's dead. Ki nichamti ki asisim. Because I regret that I made them. This is Hashem having regret, the idea of Hashem having regret, we have to understand, not for now. And then the last pasuk, v'noach matza chen v'nei Hashem. Noach had chen in the eyes of Hashem. There's a medrash. Medrash Rabbah, Kaf Ches, Parsha Kaf Ches, Medrash Tes, the end. Amar Rabbi Abbar Kahana, listen to this. Ki nichamti ki asisim, I regret that I made man. V'noach matzachein. Okay? So what is Rabbi Abba doing? He's quoting the end of two psukim, the end of pasuk vav, where Hashem is regretting that he made man. That's pasuk zayin, the last half. And then he quotes v'noach matzachein, the beginning of pasuk ches. And he says the following. Nichamti ki asisim, I regret that I made man, v'noach matzachein. And Noach found grace in the eyes of Hashem. Et maha. He has a kasha, Rabbi Abba. Ela afilu Noach shenishtayer mehem. The teretz to his kasha is, we have to understand what his kasha was. Even Noach, who lived, and everyone else died, lo shehaya kedai. Noach wasn't worthy to live. He should have died. Ela shematza chen. Rather, he had chen. He had grace. So whatever chen is, we're going to discuss that. He had chen. So we have to understand what the heck happened over here with Rabbi Abba. He's now all of a sudden taking a position that Noach really was not a tzaddik. He was not great. He didn't deserve to live. He should have died with everybody else. But because he had chen, he was saved. How did he derive this? By juxtaposing half of Pasuk Zayin and the beginning of Pasuk Ches. The end of Pasuk Zayin, the beginning of Ches. So the Perush Marzav says, very interesting. He says the Vav. It says, I regret it that I made man. I regret it, Hashem says. V'noach matzachem. The normal way we would read it is, I regretted that I made man, and I'm going to kill them all. But Noach found favor. But. Aval. But, says the Marzav, the Pasuk doesn't say, Aval Noach matzachem b'nei Hashem. I didn't regret Noach. It says, V'noach. So the Vav, says the Marzav, is Mosif. It's connecting back to the previous Pasuk where Hashem is regretting creating man. Noach was in that category of Pasuk Zayin. I regret. Not and. Not but. And. He deserved to die. But he had chen. That's the Marzav. One shot. They're all in. The truth is, someone said to me recently, from Elazar Cohen, who was his wife? Let's get there. I'm not going to say that. Second explanation as to why Rabbi Abba did this and indicted Noach to not be a tzaddik is because the whole pasuk of Noach matzachein b'nei Hashem is superfluous. Who needs it? The next pasuk in this week's parsha says he was a tzaddik. So if he was a tzaddik, he had chen. So the whole pasuk is unnecessary. Who needs the pasuk v'noach matzachein b'nei Hashem? What do I think? He was matza lo chen? No chen? He was a tzaddik. It says in pasuk this week's parsha, Noach haya tzaddik b'doro sav. He was a tzaddik, so of course he had chen. So what's the chiddush over here? The chiddush is that really he was a tzaddik only in his generation, not a real tzaddik. But he had this chen that saved his life from the mabul, from the flood. That is pshat Rabbi Abba according to the Marzav. Okay, everybody see that? Big chiddush. This is already showing us. I'm going to need this book. We already see here. We already see over here that in last week's parsha we have the machlokus of whether or not Noah was a real tzaddik. And over here Rabbi Abba is saying explicitly he did not deserve to die, to live. He deserved to die, but he had chen. He wasn't kedai. He shouldn't have made it through the gzar din of the flood. But he had chen, and that saved him. Fine. However, we have another medrash where there's a machlokes as to whether or not Noach even had any chen. Shocking, because it looks like it's a mepurish pasuk in the Torah. Noach matza chen. But Jewish people don't do that. Even though it's a mepurish pasuk, we see this a machlokes on a mepurish pasuk. We'll see in a second. Rabbi Simon. We're still in the Medrash Rabbah, a few Midrashim later. Parsha Kaftes, Medrash Gimel. Amar Rabbi Simon. Not Shimon, Simon. Shalosh Mitzios Matzah Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem found three things, three findings. Parsha Medrash Rabbah, Parsha Kaftes, Medrash Gimel. Shalosh Mitzios. Matzah Kadosh Baruch Hu. Three findings. Hashem found three things. Immediately the Eitz Yosef says he found three good things. So Hashem found a lot of bad. But three times the Pasuk says Matzah. by Hashem that he found something good. Good people. Good people. Number one, Avraham. Diksiv, umatzasa es levavo ne'eman lefanecha. Hashem found matzah, Avram's heart, loyal, trustworthy to Hashem. That's the first mitziah. Number two, David. Diksiv matzasi David avdi. I found, Hashem says. David, my slave, my eved. Another good one. And the third one, Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu. Diksiv ka'anavim b'midma matzasi Yisrael. Fine. Good. Says the Gemara here, the Chavrai of Rabbi Simon ask Akasha, the friends of Rabbi Simon ask Akasha on him. What do you mean three? What about Haksiv Noach Matzah Chayn? You have another Matzah. Hashem found Chayn in Noach. Three. There should be a fourth one. Why three? You hear the Kasha? Noach matzah chen b'nei Hashem. Hashem found chen in Noach. Noach had chen, and Hashem found it. Just like he found in Avram Avinu that he was Nehemiah. Just like he found in David, he was my loyal slave. He found loyalty. He found chen. Amar lahon, who matzah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo matzah. What does this mean? Rabbi Simon says a chiddush. When it says v'noach matzah chein b'nei Hashem, it doesn't mean that Hashem was pleasing. Hashem found Noach to have chein. No, it means that Noach found chein in Hashem. Hashem didn't find chein. Noach had no chein. Not only was he not a tzaddik according to Rabbi Simon, he had no chein, nothing. No grace. What did he have? He saw the chayin in Hashem. Does everybody understand? Noach matzah. Noach is the matzah. Noach matzah. He found chayin b'nei Hashem. When he looked into Hashem's eyes, he saw chayin.
What did he need the eyes?
Huh?
What
did he
need the eyes?
Okay. He saw Hashem. So Rashi explains, what does this mean? It means he saw the goodness in Hashem. Hu matzah hatova v'achein me'eis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Noach's goodness was that he was able to see Hashem's kindness even when it was hard times. People are dying, people are miserable. He still saw Hashem as a good guy, as good. He saw the chein of Hashem. Why, says Rashi, why is Rabbi Simon doing this to the Pasuk? The simple pshat is, like the eyes of Hashem, he was pleasing in the eyes of Hashem. Hashem found the pleasingness in Noach. Why is Rabbi Simon doing this? And making it that Noach had no chayin. He saw the chayin in Hashem. Why? Says Rashi, because the Pasuk didn't say, Hashem matzah chayin, the Noach. The pasuk, if it was Hashem being the finder of chayin in Noach, should have said Hashem matzah chayin b'Noach. But it doesn't say that. It says Noach matzah chayin. Noach was the finder of chayin in Hashem. I added in another thing, that the previous pasuk is in the first person. Hashem said, Emcha es adam asher barati. I regret making them. So if this pasuk is talking about Hashem, right, finding the favor in Noach, it should have said umatzasi chein in the first person. Nichamti barasi matzasi, but it doesn't say matzasi. It says v'Noach matzah chein. Two rayas, according to Rashi, why Rabbi Simon did this. So if so, we have a real kash on Rabbi Simon. According to Rabbi Simon, why was Noah saved from the flood? He wasn't a tzaddik. Too bad. He wasn't. His own merits were not enough to save him from the flood, the gzar din, the death. Right? He didn't have chayin. which is some magical thing that Rabbi Abba taught us, will save you, even if you're not worthy. Chain. He didn't have that either. What did he have? He saw the chain in Hashem.
That's something.
So that's what my son said. My son Shlomo. You should live and be well and learn good. Said to me, he was able to see the goodness of Hashem no matter what. The world was coming to an end. And still, according to Rashi, saw the chain in Hashem. So even though he didn't wake up for Shacharis, he didn't daven so good, he didn't do a lot of things, he was not a tzaddik, Noah. He had problems. We understand that. And he had no chain. No one liked to be around Noah, according to Rabbi Simon. But because he was able to recognize the goodness of Hashem in every moment, even in pain, that was enough to save him, said my son, and Eitan Dreilich now, 6 years later. And it was a nice pshat. We wrote it down. Now we think, if you think about what this means, the ability to see good, to see the good in the situation, that could be something that actually saves your life from a gzar din, a bad gzera. Being able to be positive, optimistic. Being positive about life, if this is true. The problem is I found another medrash. A few days later, when we were learning, I found that Rabbi Simon answers the question himself, and he does not answer and Shlomo. Let's read it. This is the end of Parshas Bereishis, Perek Kaf Tes, Medrash Hay. Amar Rabbi Simon, Matzinu Shakadosh Baruch Hu Oseh Chesed Im Achronim B'Zchus HaRishonim. Says Rabbi Simon, we have precedent where Hashem does a Chesed with the children because of the parents. This is Zchus Avos. We've heard this principle of Zchus Avos, where the father was a tzaddik, and that creates a chesed for the children. The children get protection from their father. You hear? That we find, says Rabbi Simon. Ay, uminayin, asks Rabbi Simon. I wonder if he was British. Asks Rabbi Simon. Minayin shekadosh baruch hu ose im arishonim b'zchus acharonim. Where do we see that Hashem does a zchus, a chesed, with the rishonim, with the Abba, because of his children? Where do we see that? Says Rabbi Simon, I'll tell you where we find it. V'noach matzachein b'nei Hashem. Noach Matzachein Be'enei Hashem, says Rabbi Simon, is teaching us the principle that if you have good kids, they could save your life. How? Be'ez Ischus, B'ischus Toldosa. What's the Pasuk right after, this is according to the Eitz Yosef, of the first week's Parsha, this week's Parsha, Eli Toldos Noach. So says Rabbi Simon, Eile Toldos Noach is teaching us what the chain of Noach was. Last week's parsha's last pasuk is running into an explanation of what is the chain. It wasn't that he had chain. He wasn't naturally chaindik. He wasn't the tzaddik. What did he have that saved him? The answer is Eile Toldos Noach.
His children.
Huh?
How did that make him a tzaddik?
Two different things. It's not connected. He wasn't the tzaddik.
This
is Rabbi Simon.
He's two different shots.
Huh?
Two different shots now.
I don't know what you're saying. Rashi, what Rashi said over there for Rabbi Simon, what was the chain? According to Rabbi Simon, Noah had no personal chain, personally. He saw the chain in Hashem. That's what he says. Now, what saved him from the flood? That his children made him have chen in the eyes of Hashem. He didn't have anything. He saw the goodness of Hashem. So we have to say for Rabbi Simon a little bit of a hybrid. Hashem, Noah was a person who always saw good. in God. Always saw God doing good in the world. He always saw the positive side of life. In Hashem. In Hashem. He didn't say, woe is me. He wasn't a complainer. That led him, says Rabbi Simon, to have children who were tzaddikim. He led him to have good kids. And that's what saved him from death in the flood. It could be, but says Reb Simon, no, that's not his personal chen. He didn't have any chen, but he was a positive person vis-a-vis Hashem. He was able to see the goodness of Hashem. So you see where I'm going right now. I have a kasha on Hashem. What are we going to do? Explain to me Gershon Bird. Why did he die? In the flood. Why? Tzaddik? I say he was. Okay, maybe he wasn't enough of a tzaddik. I don't believe that. He had chen. You say he didn't have chen? He had children. Look. Look at what his children are doing. Zilberman's learning, steiging Torah. That's all he cared about. What's happening here? Why? Why was that not enough to save him from the Gzar Din? That's where I'm going. But I'm not done. We're getting there. So far I see two pshatim. Rabbi Simon saying, if your children are zoche, that can save your life from death. Children can save the parents. That's his pshat. According to Rabbi Abba, the reason why Noach was saved is because even though he wasn't a tzaddik, he wasn't kedai. But he had chen. We don't know what that is yet. We're going to find out. That's what saved his life. Tzaddik neto would have been saved. We're talking about non-tzaddikim being saved by the flood, by death. Fine. So, let's go to the Gemara Sanhedrin now. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, which I talked about the other day in the Musar Shmuz and the kids. Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kufches, Amud Aleph. Listen to this. Tana Derebe Rabbi Shmuel. We learn in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Ishmael. It's a Braisa. Af al Noach Nechtach Gzar Din. He had the Gzar Din on his head to die, Noach. He had it. Ella shematza chen b'nei Hashem. He had chen in the eyes of Hashem. Mufurish Gemara. This is like Rabbi Abba and the chaverim of Rabbi Simon who attacked him that there are four matzahs that Noach had chen and that's what saved his life. He wasn't a tzaddik. He deserved to die, according to the Gemara in Sanhedrin. He was not worthy of living on his own. But he had chen. He had chen. So here, I want to know, what's this chen? What's this chen? How do you get chen? Chen, translated by art school, is what? Grace, favor. How do you do it? Don't tell me that his chen was that he was a tzaddik, because then the gzar din would have been nechtach on his head. He wouldn't have been had the gzar din. He's a tzaddik. He deserves to live. So here we're learning that he's not kedai. He wasn't on his mitzvos, on his tzidkus. He wasn't zoche to live. But he had chen. What is chen? What is it? What is chen? I want to know. How do you get this chen so that you live and not die when you're supposed to die? Especially now. What is it? Don't tell me he was a tzaddik and he was mahader in all the mitzvahs. That's a tzaddik. That he did hidurim in chumras. That's not chen. No, it's not. Let's go to the Ramban. The Ramban on this pasuk explains the chen. Look at what he says. says the Ramban. Noach Matzachein, shall you call Maisav, all of his actions, not his mitzvos, all of his activities, Lifanav, that were in front of Hashem, Na'im, were pleasant, Uni'imim, and made others feel pleasant. 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 And he brings up all these other cases where Yosef HaTzadik had this chen. Esther had this chen. Just pleasant. So I asked my son, can you give me an example of what does it mean to do pleasant? And you're not a tzaddik. How do you do something pleasantly without being a tzaddik? So my son said to me, now he's big in muscles, but then he was a little skinny kid. He said, if Ima asks me to go to the store to buy something, a tzaddik does it every time. Never says no to Ima. Runs to go to the store to pick up the milk or whatever she needs. He says, then there's the chen guy. He may not do it all the time. He's not a tzaddik. But when he does do it, he doesn't complain about how heavy it is and how come it's his turn. How come you don't ask my sister? How come I'm always the one? He does it and says, absolutely, Ima. And while he's doing it, he's thanking Hashem for the koach. This is what I wrote down here. I'm thanking Hashem for the ability that I can go and do a mitzvah for my mother. I'm thanking Hashem that the store is not farther away than it could have been. That it's not so far. That it's not such a big deal. I'm thankful that I could do this chesed in such a way. He says, that's chen. Chen, doing it in a nice way, makes Ima happy. Makes Ima happy. Do the mitzvah. I may not do it all the time if I have chen, he said. But when I do it in a way that's pleasing to the people around me and to Hashem. Very deep. Complaining about how hard your life. By the way, I told him, Shlomo, you're mechaber to Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein says this is pshat in the chen of Noach. That whenever he did something, he did it without complaining. He may not have always done what Hashem wanted, but when he did it, he wasn't, I hope I'm using the right word, Saul will correct me, ungeblasen. Is that a word? Or what? Yeah, language, Yiddish? Ungeblasen is like miserable, depressed. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do the chesed. I don't want to help. All right, I'll do it. But why me? Why always me? And then Daryl begs, and then finally you do it. That is non-chein, anti-chein. That's a non-chein. Chein is when you do it and make the guy feel good. You make a guy feel good when you do it. That's chein. According to the Ramban, that's what saved Noah's life from death when he should have died. Gigantic fish. I have a problem now, a personal problem I'm going to share with everybody. Gershon gave me his device, the iPod. When I became Rosh Hashiva, I never wrote an email before that time. He gave it to me, said, you have to know how to write an email. He taught me how to use it. And I used it for 5 years. Even after he died, I used it. Then last year, 6 months ago, something went wrong with the machine. I brought it to Eitan to fix it for me, Gershon's machine. And he couldn't fix it. I don't know what he did. The email didn't work. Nothing was working. So they gave me the other machine of Gershon, a bigger one. And when he transferred everything over to the other machine, I'm sorry for exposing you, he transferred over 35,000 emails onto my new machine that I had to erase one by one to get to the today. You understand the problem? I have 35,000 emails since Gershon gave me the machine. I have all the emails that I can't get rid of it. I can't look at my new emails, so I start getting rid of the old ones. Or it's really the opposite. They keep showing up as new emails, the old ones. And I'm going back in time right now. So Eitan told me, I can fix that for you, Rabbi. But as I was doing it, I said, no, I want to go and do Chazara on the last 5 years. That's what I've been doing. Going through all the emails, with every, a lot of them are junk and not worthy of looking at. But every night, I go through 10 old emails over the last 6-7 months. Looking at conversations that I had with people and situations that have come up, decisions, we're up to Doron Sherman being admitted to Birkas HaTorah, that was last night. I'm in May 2013 right now, going back. And it has been a tremendous awakening for me. But with Doron last night, I saw another email from, this was BCC to me. BCC means it wasn't supposed to come to me. Or was, but hidden.
Blind girl.
Rabbi Gershon Bird is sending an email to the Mashgiach, thanking him for what? For Leil Shavuos. Again, I'm in May of 2013 right now. Evidently, Rabbi Wegbright set up Gershon's father as a chavrusa with David Meir Deutsch. But this obviously happened. I can't deny it. Even if it didn't happen, it happened because Gershon is saying it happened. Did you learn with him? Gershon's writing to Rabbi Wegbright, thanking him for giving his father this chavrusa. You remember this email?
Yes.
It was a short one-liner, nothing. He said, it was such a great night for my dad. He was so happy. Thank you, Rabbi, for giving him this chavrusa. This is what I read last night with Gershon, with all of our questions about whether Doron is going to make it in Birkas HaTorah. This is Chaim. This is Chaim. This is Chaim. Who does that? How many times have you thanked someone? Whoever sets up for the Shir Klali, the Chavrusas, Eitan, Chaim Citron, how many times have you gone to them and said, thank you for setting me up, or my friend, or someone else up with someone good? He loved the class. He loved the night. Who's doing that? You know what they do? They complain that they got someone bad. That they got a bad chavrusa. Those emails we get all the time. You think I'm joking? Those emails I get all the time. My chavrusa sucks. Why do you give me this guy, Rabbi Wegbright? I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. And I don't like this. And I don't like this. That they know how to do. Everyone. Everyone. Who's writing an email thanking him for giving me a good chavrusa? Who? Who has that? That's Chaim, according to the Ramban.
That's not even Chaim.
Huh?
Not even for him.
Not even for him! Because his father had a great night. He's happy. And wants to make Rabbi Wegbright feel good. That his father felt good. What is that? I don't get these emails from anybody. And I've done 15,000 already. I've erased. Now I have a kasha on Hashem. Gershon Bird died in the flood. He had Chaim. I didn't know he had it. Fundraiser no one likes. This guy, this fundraiser, they all like. Why? No one likes when you ask the guy for money. You hate the guy. Run away from him. In all the emails, they love him, love him, love him. Chaim he had, Tzaddik he had, children, Rabbi Simon's pshat, children that he's Moser Nefesh, that they should be, that they should be a schus for him, he had. How could it be? How could it be? This I sat with this kasha all night last night. Not all night, we asked this kasha when it happened. How could we fathom what is this? What happened here? There is no answer. The Gemara in Moed Katan, Daf Kafches Amud Aleph, Amar Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami asks a question: Lama Nismecha Misas Miriam LeParshas Para Aduma? Why is the death of Miriam, Moshe Rabbeinu's sister, juxtaposed in the Torah to the Parsha of Paraduma? What's the darshan? Why did God put the order of the Chumash the way he did? Says Rabami, Lomar Lecha, Ma Paraduma Mechaperes, just like Paraduma, the red heifer, is mechaper, atones for our sins. We'll see Tosfos in a second. Af mitasan shel tzadikin mechaperes. So too, the death of the tzadikin is a kapara. This is a riddle. What is he saying here, Rabbi Ami? Says Tosfos, perush, because it's not clear. Al maisa egel. Paraduma, I spoke about this at your wedding. Paraduma is mechaper for the cheta egel. Ukedamrina b'medrash, mashal leben shifcha, the son of the maidservant, shetinef paltrin shel melech. The kid, the slave child, the slave, the cleaning lady of the king, her son made a mess in the king's palace. Omer HaMelech, the Melech says, Tavo Imo, bring his mother over here to clean up his mess. So too, says the Medrash, the Chet HaEgel is the baby calf, the baby. The golden calf was a baby, and Egel's a baby. She made a mess. She teenaged. She disgusting things. Comes the mother, the para, the mother cow, and comes and cleans up the mess. Still doesn't understand what happened with Miriam. The Ben Ish Chai writes on this Tosfos. Look at this. Nearly b'siyata d'shmaya ha-dimyon. What's the dimyon of Rabbi Ami that the death of Miriam is like the paraduma? What is this? What is he doing? Ratzel lomar, k'mo sh'atam shel paraduma mishum tavo imo v'tikaneach. Just like the paraduma water is the mother cleaning up the diaper, the filth of the baby, kein misas tzadikim. So to the death of the tzadikim, mechaperes. It is atoning, it's cleaning up, mitam tavo imo v'tekaneach. The tzadikim are mother. That's cleaning up our mess. The death of a tzaddik, ki heim nikrim aim. This is in the Kabbalah that he's going to go to. L'klalos Yisrael. The tzaddikim are our mothers. They are ima. They're cleaning up our mess. Our veras for the generation. So when you have a super tzaddik who dies, says the Gemara Biyami, that is a kapara for all of us. They are coming in like the mother and cleaning up the filth of her child. Klal Yisrael comes out that we have many dargas right here, many levels. If there's a gzera on the entire tzibur that people are going to die, you can get saved if you're a tzaddik and get out of it. You can get saved if you have chen. If you do things that are pleasant, that people like to be around you, I strongly encourage all of us now in these horrific times to take what I'm saying seriously. Start behaving with a little chen. Start being pleasant. Stop the complaining all the time. Stop it. Try to control the urge to be miserable all the time. It's a miserable time. Start trying to be shalom, shalom. Shalom, shalom. You don't know who that is. The people who were here know who that was. Happy, happy. Trying to make other people happy. When you do something, do it in a nice way, in a pleasant way, Na'im. And you ask why his wife was saved. Her name was Na'ama. Noah's wife was Na'ama. She was also Na'im. She had this quality also. Do it. Be a tzaddik too. But here then, when it comes to Gershon Berg, it's a whole different sugya. There's no gzeira on the entire tzibor. There's the tzibor in trouble. And all of a sudden the tzaddik comes inexplicably and dies. And that is the paraduma. That is the tzaddik who's the ima and comes and cleans up our filthy mess so that we can move on and grow and develop and become tahor. That's the paraduma. You were tame because you touched a dead body. Comes the paraduma and makes you clean. It makes you clean. The death of a tzaddik is on some level cleansing us, giving us the chance to do the right thing. This is what we have to do. On his yahrzeit, I pray to God that he has an aliyas neshama. I have no doubt that he's in the highest places. The highest places. I knew this man intimately. All the dirty laundry I knew. And it was clean. It was clean laundry. I, as his rabbi, can testify as to what was going on in there. This was a clean man. This was a holy man. And everybody on the outside knows his chen. What he had chen. His death is our mother coming in and cleaning up our mess, giving us a chance to move forward. No other way to explain. There's no pshat. No pshat. But now that he did this, we have to grab our opportunity. We have to grab and seize the opportunity. Seize the opportunity to live and to do the right thing. And in these times, don't become depressed. Don't become depressed. That is not any message that we see in any of these midrashim or chazal. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's easy. It's natural. But it's not the message, not of any of chazals. And also Gershon Berg, you don't see, he never was depressed. He's not a depressed man. This was power. This was looking for the good in Hashem in every situation. Looking for the goodness. Looking for the happiness. Looking to make other people happy. If you do that, wow, what a world this will be. What a world this will be. What a world we can live in. Hashem should bless us that on this day, that we try to, in our little way, our little corner here in Yerushalayim, that we offer this korban to Hashem. A little korban, that we can do our part. 50, 60 people in this room. Try to be b'chein. Try. Of course, try to be a tzaddik. I love tzaddik. But if we're not there, try. Try to be someone who cares about how another person's feeling. If you're going to do the mitzvah, do it with a simcha, happiness, joy, care about someone other than yourself, and watch how the world will change. Watch how your world will change.